There came a sound from heaven as a rushing mighty wind. It filled their hearts with singing and gave them peace within. The prophet gave this promise, the Spirit will descend, and from your inner being a river with no end. There is a river that flows from deep within. There is a fountain that frees the soul from sin. There was a thirsty woman who was drawing from a well. Her life was ruined and wasted. Her soul was bound for hell. Then she met the Master, who told of her great sin. And if you'll drink this water, you'll never flows from God above. There is a fountain that's filled with His great love. Come to this water, there is a vast supply. There is a river that never shall.
Very much. God bless you. Take your Bible, turn to the book of Psalms, Psalm number 23. Psalm number 23. We've come back this morning to another Bible valley. So when you hear Psalm 23, you ought to be kind of thinking about what valley that is. It's found in verse number 4, but we'll read the entire Psalm. Psalm 23, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restoreth my soul. He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness for His name's sake. Yea, though I walk, here it is now, through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. But Thou art with me, Thy rod and Thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil, my cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. If you're in the habit of marking your Bible, I'd like you to mark the phrase in verse number 4, the valley of the shadow of death. The valley of the shadow of death. This is another Bible valley as we're plowing through in our topical series on Bible valleys. This is our next valley for our consideration. Father God, we love you today and thank you for the privilege of being able to be here. I thank you for the exalted honor that you've placed upon my life to call me to be a preacher. More importantly, Lord, you've called me to yourself in salvation. And I pray that you help us as we preach to be filled with your power and spirit. I cannot do this on my own. And I pray that you help me never to attempt to do it on my own. I ask that you take full control of this service, of this preacher, of my tongue and everything else. May everything that's said bring glory to you. May nothing be said that you do not want to be said. And may everything that's said be exactly what your will is. Help us, I pray, speak to us in Jesus' name. Amen. As we travel through the Word of God in search for Bible valleys, We have come to one of the most familiar portions of Scripture in the entire Word of God. We've come to Psalm 23. Now, this is a psalm of David as he compares himself to a sheep being led by the great shepherd of the fold. Now, this is a wonderful psalm for our learning and encouragement. Before we get to the valley under consideration, it's important for us to notice how this psalm opens up. See, David opened this psalm up by saying, "The Lord is my shepherd." Now, we need to understand, in other words, the rest of the psalm, including the valley that he's speaking of, the rest of this psalm is true for David because of this opening statement. See, the Word of God teaches us that the Lord is the great shepherd. However, it is wonderful to be able to say that the Lord, the great shepherd, is also my shepherd. This takes place only when an individual repents of their sin and receives the Lord Jesus as their personal Savior. Now, at this point and at that moment, the great shepherd becomes your shepherd. And I've got dash glorious day exclamation point right there. I mean, it's great that Jesus is the great shepherd. But when you trust Him as your Savior by confessing your sin to Him and ask Him to come into your heart, that has nothing to do with joining a church, nothing to do with the baptismal waters, nothing to do with living a good life. I'm simply saying you repent of your sin and receive the gift of eternal life, which is Jesus Christ our Lord. When that takes place, the great shepherd becomes your shepherd for all eternity. Now, that being the case, David mentions all these things, in other words, because he's my shepherd, I shall not want. And because he's my shepherd, he maketh me to lie down in green pastures. Then we come down to verse number 4. I'm talking about as David mentions all these things that come because of the Lord being his shepherd, he makes a statement I want to draw our attention to in verse 4. He says, "Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. For thou art with me, thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me." Now, it's this valley of the shadow of death that the Lord has led me to in my study this week. This valley of the shadow of death carries the idea of the following for a sheep. Now, keep in mind, it's for a sheep in the shepherd's fold. If you're saved today, this is for you. In other words, what is true here is also true in your life if you are part of His sheep. If you are not one of His sheep, then what I'm preaching on today is not true for you. So understand what is meant by the valley of the shadow of death. Now, I'm coming to my outline. Stay with me here. First of all, this is not my outline. This is all introduction. I'm just explaining what the valley of the shadow of death. It carries the idea of a danger spot. It means a danger spot where the sheep is exposed to pitfalls and wild beasts. The shadow of the valley of death is the darkest and most trying hour in a sheep's life. This valley of the shadow of death is a path leading to difficult and dangerous places with death all around, if you will. Now, my friends, just because you are a sheep in the shepherd's fold, this does not exclude you or me from being in the valley of the shadow of death. In this life, there are danger spots where we are exposed to pitfalls. The devil is a roaring lion seeking whom he may devour, 1 Peter 5:8. We may find ourselves in a path leading through difficult and dangerous places. Eventually, we may come to the darkest and most trying hour in our lives. Some of you may be there this morning. What I'm saying to you is the valley of the shadow of death is any moment in your life where it's dark, it's dangerous, and there's danger things all around you. Now, that being the case, we understand that if the Lord tarries, we will all eventually pass through the valley of the shadow of death, ushering us into the very presence of God. Now, this valley is what I want to draw our attention to today. By the way, let me remind you that a shadow never hurt anybody. The Bible says, "For the sheep, the Lord is my shepherd." For those who are saved, by the grace of God, the Bible says it will be a valley of the shadow of death. And I remind you that a shadow never hurt anybody.
For instance, the shadow of a dog cannot bite you. The shadow of a sword cannot kill you. The shadow of a snake cannot strike you. And the shadow of death for the child of God cannot destroy you. That being the case, where are you this morning? Are you on the mountaintop in your life with the sun shining in your face and a cool breeze on your brow? Or have you walked in the Buffalo Ridge Baptist Church as a sheep in the fold and you are in the valley of the shadow of death, a dark place, a dangerous place, wild beasts surrounding you? I'm telling you, where are you? If you're in the valley of the shadow of death, there are three things I'm going to bring out that ought to just make you go, good night, that sounds good right there. Three things about the valley of the shadow of death for a child of God. By the way, I like it when the Word of God just divides itself up naturally into 3 points. And that's exactly what it did today. Number one, in the valley of the shadow of death, for a sheep. That's the main thought today. If you can say with David, the Lord is my shepherd, then when you are in the valley of the shadow of death, whether it be something physical going on or whether it be literally passing out into this, out of this world, into the presence of God, there are three things in that valley with you. You ready for them? Number one, in the valley of the shadow of death, there is, first of all, a calm. There is a calm. You say, what are you talking about? Look at Psalm 23, verse 4. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death. Now notice this statement. I will fear no evil. Now notice the statement given right after the valley of the shadow of death is this statement, I will fear no evil. Now to understand what is being brought out in this, we need to keep in mind. Now, and I always keep this in mind. The comparison here is that of a child of God being like a sheep. Now, with that being said, I want you to think about a sheep that is being led by the shepherd. Now, I'm trying to paint a picture in your mind. Now, I know it's not a sheep today, but I'm gonna take this chair here. There's our sheep up on, I mean, it's got his head down, his 4 legs sticking up. But anyway, there's a sheep, all right? There he is. Now, if you're saved today, that's you. All right? Everybody with me? That is you right there. You are a sheep in the fold. A sheep is helpless. A sheep is no match for a lion, a bear, pitfalls, cliffs, crevices. No match for that. A sheep, excuse me, is dumb. And spiritually speaking, so are we. Now, this being the case, David says, I am a sheep. And when I am in the valley of the shadow of death, when I am being led by my shepherd into a place that is dark and dangerous and crevices and I'm talking about cliffs and holes and lions and bears and all these dangers, the first thing he says is, when I'm in there, I'm not fearing a thing. Now you say, what's he saying? Well, here's what I'm saying. This sheep that's being led by the shepherd, can you see them stepping into the valley of the shadow of death? Can you see the sheep tenderly following his shepherd when all of a sudden the light turns dark and he can't see that well? Are you with me now? I'm trying to paint a picture now. You got to go with me or I've already lost you here. Take this journey with me today. See the sheep following the shepherd into the valley of the shadow of death. In other words, they are no longer in a place where they can see things coming, but they're in a place of danger and difficulty. There are pitfalls all around and even potential death. There that sheep is in the midst of a valley that is full of pitfalls for it and danger for it all around. But the sheep knows one thing. He's being led by a shepherd. And therefore, he is not consumed with fear. He's not consumed with the pitfalls. He's not consumed with the crevices because he knows that his shepherd
knows what he's doing. And instead of there being fear, the sheep is calm. He's peaceful. Now, David is saying, even though the current situation doesn't look good, and the current situation is dangerous, and the current situation could even take my life, he said, I'm not fearing. I'm resting. I'm at peace. I'm calm. We see in this that David is focused on something else instead of the pitfalls and dangers in the valley. In other words, don't miss this. There is the valley of the shadow of death. There are pitfalls in that valley. There are crevices in that valley. There are danger spots in that valley. And that valley will eventually, if God tarries his coming, will take your life. But David didn't have his eyes on all of that. He had his eyes on something else. And because of what he had his eyes on, he was calm. Now this brings me to my second point. In the valley of the shadow of death, not only a calm, but there's a companion in that valley. You say, what do you mean here? I'm saying there's somebody with you in that valley. Notice the next statement here. It says, yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. There's the calm. What's the next statement? For thou art with me. There's your companion. See, in this verse that encourages our hearts in the midst of a valley of the shadow of death, we see the next phrase given shows the reason why the sheep is not in fear, but is rather in calm in that valley. You know where the calmness comes from? It doesn't come from his ability. He understands he's no match for the pitfalls. He doesn't even know where they're at. He's no match for the crevices. He's no match for any of that. He's no match for the lion. He's no match for the bear. But he knows that in that valley, he's not alone, my friends. He knows in that valley that somebody else is with him, and the reason there's calmness in that valley is because he knows the shepherd is with him. It's the presence of the shepherd, the companion, that brings the calmness in this valley. The point I'm trying to make here is that there are times of heartache. I'm talking about for a child of God. Now listen, again, I'm emphasizing this is only true for a child of God. Because the opening statement, the Lord is my shepherd. Only if you can say the same thing, and there's only one way you can say it, and that is by trusting Christ as your Savior. If you have trusted Christ and Christ alone, then you also can say with David, the Lord is my shepherd, which means in the valley of the shadow of death, in those dark times, there's a calmness. At least there can be. Because there's a companion in that same valley. And that being the case, here's what I'm talking about. There are times of heartache and danger. There are times of pitfalls, and there are times of even physical death. But David knew that even in those times of danger and death, he knew his shepherd was right there with him through it all. Just as a sheep has calmness and trust in the shepherd's care, God's children have the care of the great shepherd, the Lord Jesus Christ, at all times. He has promised never to leave us, nor to forsake us. I'm speaking to somebody today that you are in that valley, the shadow of death. I'm talking about a dark place in your life. I'm talking about a place of danger and disruption and a place of pitfalls and crevices. I've said it over and over again. I'll probably say it over and over again. Because I want you to understand what this sheep is saying. This sheep has a mouth. It's David. And he's saying, I want you to know something. I'm in that valley. Even if I find myself in that dark spot, he says, I'm calm in my heart because I know he's with me. I don't know if you're getting what I'm saying. Hebrews 13:5 says, let your conversation be without covetousness and be content with such things as you have. For he has said, I will never leave thee nor forsake thee. Joshua 1:5, there shall not any man be able to stand before thee all the days of thy life. This is God speaking to Joshua. As I was with Moses, so I will be with thee. I will not fail thee, nor forsake thee. Matthew 28:20, he talks about going to all the world and preach the gospel to every creature, teaching them and all these things. And then at the end he closes and says, and lo, I'm with you always, even unto the end of the world, amen. You know one of the lies of the devil? When you find yourself in trouble, you find yourself in heartache, you find yourself in a dark time in your life, you know what the devil says? You're all alone. Nobody cares for you. But God said, I don't care if you're on the mountaintop or if you're in the deepest, darkest valley, I'm still standing right there with you. This is one of the benefits of being in the fold, my friend, is that the shepherd never leaves his sheep. He's always with them. I don't know what you're going through today, but I know this, in a crowd this size, there are people who are on the mountaintop. And if you are, wonderful. God got you there as well. There may be somebody that says, oh, in my life, the sun is shining bright. Everything's just a bed of roses. But if you have any age on you at all, you know that life is not always like that. There are some people who are listening to me today, and you've walked in here, and spiritually speaking, you don't think there's a light anywhere around. It's the darkest time in your life. Suffering depression, defeat, discouragement. It might be a physical thing. It might be a family problem. I don't know what it is. It's none of my business. But all I know is this. If you can say the Lord is my shepherd, you have a companion with you in that valley, my friends. His name is Jesus Christ. He is not going to leave you alone. And he's not going to leave you without help. God never promised that we would never go through times of difficulty, danger, and even death. This is one reason we know the charismatic movement is not of the Lord. I'm talking about the movement of healing and prosperity gospel. I'm talking about, listen, if you have a health problem, it's lack of faith in you. Really? Did the Apostle Paul have lack of faith? I don't think so. God never said that our life physically would never be in trouble. He never said that. So as soon as you turn the television on and see somebody, excuse me, like a Benny Hinn, who tells you, just put your hands on my hands and I'll make you well. I'll send you this handkerchief that I've sneezed on and it's got God's blessing on it. That is a lie straight from the pit of the damned, my friends. You say that's unkind. That's not unkind. It is the truth. Even Jesus called the Pharisees, said, you are whited sepulchers. I am sick of Christians thinking that we just have to step back and say we know he's telling a lie, but we don't want to talk bad about somebody like that. Are you listening to me? I love people. I love him as much as I love anybody else, but he is sending people to a burning hell. Because he's teaching that if you are not healthy and wealthy, you are not right with God. Let me tell you one reason he does it. Because he wants your money. That's why. Amen. He is a false prophet, my friends. Somebody says, I don't like preachers like that. Then I'm sorry. But I'm not changing that. Because until he trusts Christ as his Savior and points people to, by the way, just because he uses the name Jesus doesn't make him a true prophet, my friends. Does he line up with the Word of God? Now, you shouldn't have got me off on that. I'm simply trying to tell you that for a sheep, the shepherd every now and then will lead you into the valley of the shadow of death. Now, I'm not saying that every valley of the shadow of death is led of the shepherd. I'm not saying that. But God never promised you health. He never promised you wealth. He only promised to take care of your need. That's all he promised. This being the case, It is a mistaken idea for somebody to say there's trouble in his life, there must be sin in his heart. Now, does sin cause trouble every now and then? Sure. But does it cause all trouble? Are you listening to me? Sin causes trouble. I know it sounds like a tricky, because really sin is the cause of all trouble. But what I'm saying to you, it doesn't mean that if you're going through trouble that your heart's wrong with God, my friends. There are good, godly people who have bad things happen in their life. Just because somebody's going through cancer doesn't mean it's the judgment of God. It could mean that it's the valley of the shadow of death where He wants to prove that they can trust Him through it. I'm simply trying to say, David said, in that valley, I'm not fearing. And the only reason I'm not fearing is not because of me or the other sheep. He's saying it's because there's somebody a lot bigger than the crevices with me. Somebody a lot bigger than the pitfalls with me. Somebody a lot bigger than the lion and the bear. He said, Jesus is with me. There's a companion in that valley with me. And I'm saying if you're going through trouble today, it may be sin caused in your life or it may not be. But I'm simply trying to say if you can say He's my shepherd, He's in that valley with you. By the way, I give you this thought. Notice the Bible says, yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death. And I've said this at funerals, and I'm going to say it here. Let me remind you that you cannot have a shadow without some kind of a light somewhere. It's impossible. If you have a shadow, that means there's a light casting it somewhere. And isn't it interesting that in the book of John 8:12 and 9:5 that Jesus said, I am the light of the world? Which means that that valley is only a shadow because the light is in the valley with you, my friends. Jesus is there. Makes no difference what you're going through. Jesus Christ has not forsaken you. He is with you. Even if you can't see Him, He can see you. And that's all that matters. Therefore, whatever you're going through today, do you find yourself in the valley of the shadow of death? Are you in the valley of pitfalls and danger and death? If you are and you're a child of God, be encouraged that the Lord Jesus is in that valley with you. He will not leave you or forsake you. Trust in the presence of your shepherd. He will see you through. Then there's a third thing in that valley. Here's our sheep now. He's not moved. He's been a good boy all day long. Don't get me tickled now, okay? He's been a good boy. There he is. And this sheep is speaking. Now, when you look at him, he's helpless. He can't move on his own. He can't do anything. He's dumb. And he says, you know, the Lord's my shepherd. Can't you just see his and hear his excitement? Say, other sheep, you know, they have their shepherd, but the Lord's my shepherd. I've got God on my side. He's leading me. And he says, yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I'm calm. Because I have a companion. Then there's a third thing in that valley. And that is, there's a comfort in that valley. There's a calm. There's a companion. There's a comfort. We see this in the next phrase. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Now keep in mind, he's speaking in context of the valley of the shadow of death. He's saying, in that valley, I'm calm, I'll fear no evil. There's a companion, for thou art with me. And there's a comfort, you have your rod and staff with you, and they bring me comfort. Now, let's look at this. The rod was a symbol of the shepherd's strength and authority. It was used to correct and count sheep. It was used also to protect the sheep and provide defense. The staff was used to draw the sheep closer to the shepherd when they strayed. In other words, if he looked and saw a sheep getting off course, he'd just take the staff with the hook and just bring them right back to him. You see what I'm saying? Now,
It was used to guide the sheep and keep them free from entanglement. In other words, if he saw them going towards something that you know they'd get tied up in, or maybe he looked and they were tied, he'd use the staff and he'd set them free. Now, this being the case, the staff was also used to lift the sheep out of crevices. I might be speaking to somebody, you've already fallen into one of them crevices. I mean, good night, you've strayed this way, you're still a sheep, you're still in his fold, he's still your shepherd, he's still in that valley, but good night, you took a step too far here and now you're just laying down there and you can't move. Maybe that's where you're at. You know what the comfort in that time is? The shepherd didn't come empty-handed. He's got his staff with him. And you know what he does with that staff? He sees you laying down there, maybe with a broken leg and in pain and hurting and mumbling, and he takes that staff and lifts you up to himself. What's David saying here? David is saying this. The rod and the staff were symbols of the shepherd's presence. The shepherd would use these things to help the sheep get where he knew they needed to go. Even in the valley of the shadow of death, the sheep could receive comfort in knowing that the shepherd was there with his rod and his staff to help guide them through and keep them from being entangled and lift them up when they fall. The bottom line is David knew the Lord Jesus was tenderly guiding him, tenderly caring for him in the valley of the shadow of death. In this he received comfort. He said it himself, "Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me." He's saying that because I am his and because he's in that valley with me, I can trust him with his rod and with his staff, that he's going to beat the animals away. He's going to lift me up when I fall. He's going to guide me. And if I get entangled, he's going to set me free. In other words, he's saying, I'm going to make it where the shepherd wants me to go. If you're in the fold, you're safe. Could that be what David's saying? In this message, we've considered another Bible valley. Now listen to me now. The valley of the shadow of death. This is a valley of danger and even death for a sheep. However, in that valley, we see there is a calm, a peace. There is a companion, which is where the peace comes from. And there is a comfort in what the shepherd is holding. He's got his rod. He's got his staff. Now, no matter what a child may go through, the great shepherd, the Lord Jesus Christ, is there all the time with his rod and his staff. He'll never leave you. He'll never forsake you. Even when it comes our time to die, that valley has the light of the world in it, and he will be there to see us through the storms of life, and we are going to make it to our destination. Now, that being the case, I want to close with this illustration. Now, I know it's dangerous whenever a pastor said he's or a preacher said he's going to close. Number one, that he lies and doesn't close after it. So I'm confessing ahead of time. If I don't close, forgive me. If you know, I'm going to attempt to close. And number two, it's a danger when he says that because you start closing mentally. Closing your Bible, getting fidgety. It's happening already. Can you hear it? Getting fidgety. Listen up, class. Here it is. I hardly ever just read directly, but this is just talking about how the Lord's there with you, even when it comes your time to die. The shadows thickened his faith. Now this is obviously a Christian man here who's nearing the end. Thickened his faith, seemed to lay hold of the Redeemer with an all-inspiring grasp when he exclaimed, and I quote, "Oh Jesus, receive my spirit. Glory to God for a religion that saves in the dying hour." A friend approaching his bedside said, "Well, brother, you're going home." "Home, yes, blessed be God. I'm in the old ship sailing for." And then he stopped and said, "Glory to God." He's dying now. "Glory to God for this." Lifting both hands, he continued, "Let people say what they choose against this, but thank God it saves in the dying hour." This is a dying man speaking here. Then turning to his grief-stricken wife,
He sought most tenderly to console her. And he called her name and said, "Oh, Fanny, weep not for me. I will soon rest, forever rest from all my troubles. Oh, lead a holy life. Train up our children in the fear of the Lord and tell them to be humble." Addressing his doctor, he said, "Oh, doctor, what a beautiful land lies just before my eyes." Now, this man's dying. Now, listen, this is blessing my heart now. Then he cried out, "O King of terrors, end of time, all is bright. I'll soon be home. Farewell, pulpit. This is the end of my preaching." He brought his little son next to him and he kissed his boy and he said, "God bless you, my boy." With the confidence of Israel's sweet singer, he repeated on his dying bed, "Though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me." So nearly exhausted was this man that he omitted the last sentence, "Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me." But someone stepped up and began to quote it, and they got to the part, and it says, "They comfort me." And this man kind of perked up. He was so exhausted that he was trying to quote verse 4, "Yea, though I walk through the valley." I mean, can't you hear him? He's running out of breath. He's exhausted. "Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. Thou art with me." That's all he could say. Somebody understood that he was exhausted, and they said, "For thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me." When he heard those words, he kind of perked up and he said, "Comfort me, they comfort me. Yes, bless God, they comfort me." A few minutes later, his pulse was still. He had passed from life to life. Not life to death, but he had gone from the physical life to the eternal life. And his dying words, his whole yes, "Glory to God, they do comfort me." I don't care what you are going through. Now, don't misunderstand what I just said. I'm not meaning that I don't care about it. What I mean by that is it doesn't matter what it is. Makes no difference what you're going through as a child of God. You can be calm because of your companion and take comfort in his rod and staff, realizing that even if it leads to physical death, they can still be a comfort at that most trying time. D.L. Moody put it this way: "Earth recedes, heaven opens before me. If this is death, it is sweet." He said, "The Lord is calling me, and I must go." All I'm saying to you this morning is if you can say with the psalmist David, "The Lord is my shepherd," then you can say verse 4, "Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil." And it's blessing me, "For thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort." Nothing else needs to be said. The Lord's been good to his children. Let's bow for a word of prayer. Father, we love you today. Help us to understand. Brother Gary, if you don't mind, I'd like to sing the song. I hardly ever do this, but "Peace, peace, wonderful peace, coming down from the Father above." Father, take this and use it in a great way. May you be pleased, glorified, and honored in this service. Your heads are bowed, your eyes are closed. They're beginning to play through softly. May I remind you that everything about this verse here, the calmness in that valley, the companion in that valley, the comfort in that valley, it is only true to those who can say, "The Lord is my shepherd." Can you say that today? I'm not asking, are you settling for something else? I'm asking, has there really been a time in your life when you understood that you have sinned and broken the holy law of God? Has there been a time in your life when you understood that Jesus died in your place? He was buried and rose again, paid for your sin. Has there been a time when you didn't come to Him and trusting your good works or your baptism or your church membership? Has there really been a time when you've come to Him and you have been born again? I'm concerned that a lot of people are settling for a fraud. I'm asking, can you prove from the Bible that you are a child of God? Have you trusted Christ and Christ alone? And you say, "Jody, I don't hope so. I don't think so. I know so. I'm a child of God. I'm not relying on my works. I'm not relying on my baptism. I'm not relying on my church. I'm not relying on my family. I'm relying on the shed blood of Jesus Christ, His death, burial, and resurrection, His finished work on Calvary. I have trusted Christ as my Savior." If you can say that, would you raise your hand in the air with mine? God bless you. Thank you. Thank you for being honest. Put your hands right back down. Crowd this size, there may be one, two, or many who could not raise your hand to that. May I say this to you? All of us who could raise our hand, there was a day when we could not. But we're so glad now that we can. Don't ever be ashamed to say, "I need to be saved." Because if you're ashamed of that and you do not trust Christ as your Savior, you're not going to heaven, my friends. You're going to the lake of fire for eternity. Is there one here say, "Jody, pray for me"? I'm not going to come to your seat, not going to call you out, not going to embarrass you, but you say, "Jody, I don't want to settle for a fraud. I want to know for sure I'm saved. I want to know for sure that I can say with David, the Lord is my shepherd. I know He's a shepherd and the great shepherd, but I want to be able to say He's my shepherd." I can't say that now, or maybe you're doubting it, but you say, "Pray for me. I'd like to know that Jesus is my Savior." Is there somebody like that? Would you raise your hand? Put it up. Put it right back down. Anybody? God bless you. Thank you. Somebody else, just put your hand up. God bless you in the balcony. Thank you. Somebody else, you say, "Jody, pray for me. I want to be able to say the Lord is my shepherd." Anybody else along with these two? Put it up. Put it right back down. Anybody else like that? If you raise your hand to that question, would you do me a favor? Would you lift your eyes and look at me, please? If you raise your hand to that question, won't you look right here? I don't know your heart, but I know somebody who does. His name is God. Now, the Lord is speaking to you. And I want you to know that we're going to extend an invitation. Now, you say, "Jody, there's a lot of people here." You're right. Praise God for it. We want more of them. Can I say something to you? It doesn't matter one thing what these people think. Because anybody whose heart's right with God is going to rejoice if you come to receive Christ. And I'm going to invite you in just a moment. If you're sitting next to somebody that you know, and you want to bring them with you, do that. Poke them on the arm, and they'll come with you. They'll come with you. We want to take a Bible and share with you how you can know the Lord. Please don't leave without us doing that. Please, please, please. In just a moment, we're going to invite you to come. And you say, "Jody, I'm a Christian. Oh, I can say He's my shepherd. But I'm in that valley. I'm not on the mountaintop. I'm in the valley of the shadow of death." It could just be a dark place in your life, a place of danger. It could be you're looking death right in the eye. You say, "Jody, this is me. I'm a sheep. I'm in His fold. But I'm in that valley. God knows it." Be honest. Would you raise your hand? Be an honest person. You say, "I'm in that valley." Raise it up big and high, folks. You say, "I'm in that valley. I'm in it. I'm in it. I'm in it." Yes. So what 99% of you are saying is that you're on a mountaintop. Is that what you're saying? Let me ask you again. You say, Jody, I'm in a valley. I'm in a place of danger. I'm in a place where I could easily start to doubt. You say, pray for me. Again, would you raise your hand in the air with mine? You say, Jody, pray for me. Yes, God bless you. God bless you. Thank you. The Lord's with you, my friends. He'll see you through. What you need is the peace that comes with that. Amen. Let's all stand together, please. Heads are bowed, eyes are closed. Father, help people to respond. Help those who need to come and say, I want the Lord to be my shepherd. Help them to come. In the balcony, all around, you say, I need Jesus as my shepherd. You come. Down here on the main floor, you come. Somebody else say, Jody, I'm a Christian, but I'm in that valley. You come. If nothing else, you say, God, get my eyes off the cliffs. Get my eyes off the holes. Get my eyes off the lion. Get my eyes off of the bears and put my eyes upon the shepherd. And give me peace. He can do that. Father, help us now, I pray. Your heads are bowed, your eyes are closed. Brother Gary's singing. If God is speaking to you, would you leave your place and come? As Brother Gary sings, come on, here we go.
Far away in the depths
of my spirit tonight.
You need Jesus
as your Savior, come on. Up in the balcony, down below, you
say,
I want Jesus as my
shepherd.
Come on, let us take a Bible, share with you how you can know.
In celestial-like strains it unceasingly falls. For my soul like an infinite calm.
Sing it if you know it.
Peace, peace, wonderful peace. Coming down from the Father above. Sweep over my spirit forever I pray. In fathomless billows of love.
Sing on, Brother Gary. Amen.
What a treasure I have in this wonderful peace, buried deep in the heart of my soul, so secure that no power can mine it away, while the years of eternity roll.
Think about it. Sing it if you know.
Peace, peace, wonderful peace, coming down from the Father above. Sweep over my spirit forever, I pray. In fathomless billows of love.
Still standing, I'd like you to look this way. Folks are still responding. What number is that, Brother Gary?
113.
Take your hymnal, turn to page 113. The fact of the matter is, and I think you understand this, if you don't need this message today, you will. You may not need it right now, but you will. I'm glad that even in the valley, the Lord is there with us. And that's why David said, I'm not fearing a thing. Easy to say, hard to do, right? But it's the answer. Let's sing this third verse here. I'll tell you what we're going to do. We're just going to sing the third, fourth, and fifth. And the fifth one, if nobody else responds, will be our closing prayer. And I think this is one of my favorite hymns in all the hymnal. It's a wonderful one. Let's sing it together, shall we?
I am resting tonight in this wonderful peace.
Think about it.
Resting sweetly in Jesus' control. For I'm kept from all danger by night and by day. And His glory is flooding my soul.
Think about it. Sing it.
Father above, sweep over my spirit forever, I pray. In fathomless billows of love.
Think about this fourth verse.
And methinks when I rise to that city of peace, where the author of peace
I shall see, and one strain of the song which the ransomed will sing in that heavenly kingdom shall be. Peace, peace.
Man, that sounds good, doesn't it? I like it.
Coming down from the Father above, sweep over my spirit forever, I pray. In fathomless billows of love.
This will be our closing prayer as soon as we get done with it. They're playing through here. As soon as we get done with it, you're dismissed. You go home today, I want you to think about it. There's peace in the valley, but only if you have your eyes on the shepherd. And someday we're going to rise and we're going to see the author of peace. Glorious day. Think about it as you sing it. Will you do it? Let's sing it together.
Ah, soul, are you here without comfort or rest? Marching down the rough pathway of time. Make Jesus your friend ere the shadows grow dark. Oh, accept this sweet peace.